was that? Oh, hello there. No, no, please be calm. Yes, I am a vampire, but I won't hurt you. Well, I was not expecting any guests. It seems you were just that. And guests are always safe in my home. It's raining very heavily out there, and you are more than welcome to seek shelter here until the storm passes. Oh, but look at you. You're soaked. How would you like a warm bath and some fresh clothes? Friend, why are you so afraid? You are being chased. By whom, may I ask? Another vampire? I see. Well, my friend, you are safe within these walls. That is a promise. I do not get many guests, but I take great pride in caring for all who visit here. Follow me. Let's get you warmed up. Here's a guest room. You're welcome to stay in here. I'll go heat some water for your bath and bring some wood into that fireplace. Here. It's been a while since I've been in here, but there are plenty of towels and blankets in this dresser, along with a few night robes. I know they're hard with the most complete of outfits, but they will cover you, and there are plenty of blankets you can wrap up in as well for warmth. Before I go, may I ask your name? Ah, it is a pleasure to have met you as well, my friend. My name is Claudia. Now, let me go get that bath ready for you. Hello? Your bath is ready. Second door on the right from here. I'll get a fire going in here for you while you wash up. Ah, hello again. Are those your wet clothes? Here. I've set up a drying rack by the fire here to dry those out a bit quicker. I made up your bed with the warmest and least dusty blankets I could find. Please, make yourself comfortable and let me know if you need anything. Food? Well, I don't keep much regular food here, but I may have some tea and bread if that suits your taste. Yes? Alright, I'll go get that for you. Oh? Tuck you in? Yes. I can do that for you. My friend, you are hurt? Here. On your shoulder. No, it doesn't look like a bite. Just a scrape. Doesn't hurt? A little bit. Okay. I'll see if I have something to clean and bandage that with while I'm getting your food. You sit tight and warm. I'll be only a minute. Here, I made some tea for you and found you some bread as well. There's also a little bit of cooked deer meat, should that be to your liking, and a few honey candies. I also have some antiseptic and clean bandages to get for that scrape. If I may, I'd like to get that cleaned up and bandaged as soon as possible to avoid infection, and so it won't rub uncomfortably on the blankets. Thank you, friend. Have some of your tea first while I get set up. This'll sting slightly, but it'll pass quickly, alright? Just try to breathe steady, and I'll be as fast as possible. That's good, that's good. Okay. I'm all finished with the antiseptic. Breathe, my friend. You did very well. The worst is over. All that's left is to apply the bandage. There we go. All patched up. How are you feeling? Tired, but good? I'm glad to hear that. Is the food good? Wonderful. I cook so infrequently, I was worried. May I ask, why are you in these woods? Most of the population believes them to be haunted and avoids them. You were cast out. That's awful. Whatever for? That's awful. Truly awful. And they call us the monsters. Well, you're welcome here for as long as you wish. I am more than happy to care for you. I have not had a visitor here in a long while, let alone one as pleasant as you. Have you finished eating? Ah, good. You should get some rest now. The hour is late and you've been through quite a bit. I'll take these dishes and leave you. You would like me to stay until you're asleep? Of course. You have had a try of an evening, and I do not blame you for not wanting to be alone. I will sit here next to the bed until you're asleep. If you'd like, I can also gently brush your hair with my hands. I can see there's some tangle still, and should you wish for it, I would imagine a gentle touch would be quite soothing. You'd like that. I'm glad. Now, lie down, my friend, and get some rest. You're safe here. I've got you. Mm-hmm.